Blog Talk Radio.
Oh my goodness. Here we go again. Well, I'm offering something. I don't know about everybody else, but we got a problem that's not being addressed that needs to be addressed and soon, real soon. I know soon is a four-letter word. Well, it could be 2 weeks. You know, I can play that game with you. see, I got a whole bunch of intel from people, and they stipulated the time frame of 2 weeks. Not me. Bear that in mind. These people talk out their ass, I think. But that's just me. And just so everybody knows, I kind of like Rush Limbaugh's take on things. But here's what I'm looking at in terms of a action, not a reaction, not knee-jerk, not horse hockey, reality. Bear this in mind.
Yeah.
Wolfie in Sheep's Clothing. Most people don't understand why I titled this show that, but there's some things you need to know that's coming up. Yeah, things are happening. And I'm going to say, Trojan horses? Anybody ever hear that? Of what kind? Well, we're just mild-mannered people living in your society, and we're harmless. Until, of course, there's an activation. Trojan horse is a noun. Ooh, someone or something intended to defeat or subvert from within, usually by deceptive means. Ooh, we snuck up on you. Now I am duly elected. I can say anything I want. Well, First Amendment does allow for that, to the point where you overstep the bound. What's the boundary? Well, the boundary is simple. If you come out with your battleship mouth and accuse the wrong person of treasonous actions, you'll have to find your tit in a ringer. Hypocrite. Yeah, that goes right along with the rest of this. Noun. Good grief, look at these nouns. A person who puts on a false appearance of virtue or religion. Ooh, false appearance? Oh, my goodness. Then we got hypocrisy, the act of doing that. Another noun. Act of playing a part on a stage. Remember somebody, some famous person once said that all the world's a stage? A feigning. That means acting like a feigning, to be what one is not, or to believe what one does not. Oh, my goodness. Well, I got kicked off Facebook 7 days in purgatory because I called a spade a spade, and Facebook couldn't stand it. The double standard that Facebook uses is just about to have a problem. I'm going to be principal in that, and we're going to see how they like that. The squad. I got that in parentheses, underlined, and all that happy stuff. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Rashida Tlaib, Ayan Presley, and on Omar. Who? The squad? How about the four horsemen from Revelation who bring the four plagues, war, famine, pestilence, and death? That's what they're calling for. They want the death of our country and anybody who gets in the way, by the way. Now, what's funny is that these are the most vocal of our enemies within. There's a whole bunch of them out there preaching hate. several known preachers, Reverend Wright, among others. These are the most vocal of our enemies within. Most vocal, right? They rode their Trojan horse into our country in plain sight. Think about that one. Oh, mercy. At this point, I'll add that there is a legal method to remove these horsemen of the socialist and Muslim apocalypse. That's right, it's a combination. This includes former officials. Former officials. Hey, Obama, how you doing, bud? Yeah, that's right, you're on the menu. Exile works. Exile is for avowed enemies of the state. Those who have openly declared they are enemies or are members of organizations or religious systems that are proven, got that underlined parentheses, enemies of our state. It's not theirs, so they don't really give a shit. Let's tear it down, burn it. Let's tear it down, burn it down. What did the riots do? Come on, let's get some of these know-it-alls. Nothing changed. That's right, you're still being discriminated against. That needs to be addressed. And there's only one way to do that. Anybody who has an impingement upon their civil liberties, their civil rights, needs to file a complaint. Hello, it's not difficult. To get enough complaints about one individual, they're going to have to, they don't have a choice, they're going to have to take a look at that turkey, see whether or not it needs to be put in the oven. Who wants what kind of representation? That's the question. Who wants what kind of representation? Well, none of the other representations did any good. We're going to try this one. All you did was make it worse. I'm just here to let you know that you stepped in it all the way up to your neck. When those who are supposed to represent put all beneficial legislation out in order to satisfy a false political agenda, they become their own worst enemy. They got the fracturing of the Democratic House is only outdone by the ridiculous presidential candidates. And I'll get into that. I've got some stuff in writing in a couple of magazines that I read. Why do I read things? Two reasons. One, you got to know what kind of horse hockey is being put out. Number two, you need to be familiar with your enemies. And number three, you need to know exactly who those enemies are, be they mainstream media, print media, or what? A whole lot of things. Now, I'm on Gab. Everybody knows that. And I ask for questions. If you want to ask a question, you can't do it on Facebook to me because I can't do anything with Facebook. Let's see. I think until next Wednesday or Thursday, that's when I'm released from Facebook jail. Well, there's going to be some fun with that. Just wait. And you got to remember, there is a big fracture. Pelosi's going crazy. She likes to dink a bunch of people on the head with a hammer and can't do it. Why? Rules say no. What do you mean? Well, everybody thinks that all Democrats are some kind of radical crazies. That ain't the case. Not at all. What the case is that there are a lot of moderates. Ooh, that's a collegiate word. Well, I'm going to continue to read here my notes. The Dems blame the border conditions on anyone, on everyone and anyone, while offering no remedy. You voted no on making conditions better. It takes money to do that, and you refused. I understand that there is a double standard. Well, I got that one underlined quotation that pervades our society. If you're rich, you got one kind of justice. If you're poor, you ain't got any at all. Simple, not complicated. Well, the double standard also stipulates that if you're a big mouth and you don't get on the right radio program, or you try to say so on Facebook or something like that, ooh, you get cut off. Now, here's the deal. I hope Facebook's listening because it's going to impact them hard. This is going to be adjudicated in that the playing field is to be leveled. And I don't give a damn if it takes an atomic explosive to do that. Capisce? Ooh. The day of corporatocracy is to die a very painful death. To hear rumors of sleeper cells ready to be activated, and they are to start national attacks. And that's not just that is the radical Muslims in conjunction with Antifa and any other dingleberry that can come along and cause problems. Anybody don't know what a dingleberry is? Look it up. You might learn something. Now, I am going to get into a little bit of print news, and you got to pay attention to this because a lot of this is really top of the line. This is from the week, July 19th. Oh, my goodness, we're out of date as of yesterday. Oh, crap. Editor's letter. I got 2 stars up there and rated excellent. When the Democratic presidential candidates were asked during the first round of debates if crossing the border without the authorization should be decriminalized, 8 in 10 raised their hands. At that moment, President Trump's reelection chances brightened considerably. Why? Why in the hell should we be, somehow we got elected the police force of the world. Somewhere along the line, somebody effed up and agreed to that shit. So we've been having our best and brightest go out and become cannon fodder in some kind of ridiculous war activities. They call them police actions. Get the drift? Forever. How long? good Lord, man, we come out of a world war right into Korea. What the hell, man? And we come out of Korea and go right into Vietnam, and then we got all these others going on. When does it stop? When do the people who have interests step up and start shooting back? When do these so-called good people, great allies, stand up for their own? They haven't done so so far. The Straits of Hormuz are beginning to bring it out. Maybe the only person doing anything at all is Britain. Well, come on, France, Germany, and all you other people. Let's see you stand up for freedom. Let's see you stand up for not being subject to some nutcase. David Frum pointed out earlier this year in the Atlantic, if liberals won't enforce borders, fascists will. Well, it's coming to that point. I don't like the idea of having to shoot people and make them quit. But these people have been authorized to use deadly force. Now, I have recommended that they start out with tear gas, maybe some CS riot gas. Pepper gas is a nice one. It really screws you up for a while. Doesn't do any permanent damage unless you're already damaged. And so the fun and games, it ain't limited to just our southwest border. But we try rubber bullets next. Listen up. Now, William Falk is, he keeps his ear to the ground. Irrespective as to him being in charge of this, what I would consider semi-yellow sheet. You go look up what yellow sheet means. It's basically politically oriented to let's say that they're at the very least extraordinarily liberal. I'm going to leave it at that. If the truth were published, there's a lot of these guys in this particular magazine who could be held liable for what they're putting in print, to include you, Mr. Falk. Be careful. A backlash against too much. Now, massive, unlimited immigration is a different matter. A backlash against too much. Immigration has shaken global politics like an earthquake, triggering Brexit. Yeah. The rise of the right-wing parties throughout Europe. Is it right-wing, or is it just somebody that is tired of the some pablum puker saying, thou shalt bend down, bend over, here we come. No, don't work that way. Throughout Europe, and the election of anti-immigration populists such as Trump, Italy's Matteo Salvini, I mean, you know, the U.S. asylum system was set up to provide refuge for people suffering from political and religious persecution, specifically. 90%, 95%, somewhere in that area, don't qualify. But most of the 100,000 who are arriving monthly are fleeing poverty, joblessness, and crime. They don't qualify for asylum. Think about that very carefully. So you get to go wait in line, and you get to wait in Mexico, and oh my goodness, are they all eligible for asylum? U.S. badly needs comprehensive immigration reform. Hello, Democrats. Along with a major effort to reduce the misery and chaos in Central America. Hello, both houses. Hello, wake them up. Or are you just deaf and stupid? Are you just completely and totally taken by some of this horse hockey that's being put out that nobody really believes if you look at it on its face value? Trump seeks to circumvent court on the census. I say good with a star. Gathering citizenship information will show just how far the U.S. has deviated from the constitutional gold standard of one person, one vote. That's bullshit. That's false. It's bad. Here's the thing. Trump administration, with its stepped-up ICE raids and brutal treatment of asylum seekers, has shown it will find any excuse it can to kick them out of the country. the open hostility will surely depress Hispanic participation. This is Trump and the Republicans hoped. Try illegals. Yeah, that's right. Illegals. I'm using that word that everybody said, no, no, no. Well, they're going to go through driver's licenses and all the official forms everybody has filled out, who is an illegal, and it will find out who you are. And the first round is you will be deported immediately. They have authorization to take you down there and physically throw you over the fence. Get it? I hope you understand what's happening. This has got to the point where true, full enforcement of the law is beginning to take effect. Watch it, Democrats. Be careful. Acosta under fire over Epstein deal. He resigned. He said to hell with it, that the pressure and all the other horse hockey wasn't worth it. Democrats moving too far left to win? They already lost. Good Lord. When people come out and tell people that the Democratic debate, by the way, which was not a debate doesn't define it that way. Make a speech and here's my goodies. It don't work like that. You talk back and forth. That's a debate. Okay, here we go. Now the fun begins with this. I'm going to take it a couple of steps further than this, and you might want to pay attention because it will eventually affect you. You hear me? It will eventually affect you. And definitely is going to affect what are known as public venues. Good week for tweeting truth to power. After a federal appeals court ruled that President Trump violated the First Amendment rights of critics he blocked on Twitter. Trump's Twitter account is one of the White House main vehicles of conducting official business. The court ruled, so he can't limit the public forum to supporters. Facebook, pay attention. You're about to get your whatever's dropped in the toilet. We're going to play Will It Float? And I hate to tell you, but no. And this is the censoring by Google, Facebook, Twitter, and others. ID photos mined for federal surveillance. Remember I just said that? They're going to look at your photo on your driver's license, et cetera. FBI and Immigration Customs Enforcement agents have used state driver's license databases to enable a massive expansion of facial recognition surveillance, the government disclosed this week. FBI alone does 4,000 searches every month, scanning license photos in 21 states, including Texas, Pennsylvania, sometimes for low-level crimes such as petty theft or cashing a stolen check. No elected officials voted for that to happen. Well, the court won't allow people to have privacy, so these people don't have privacy. Now, either you rule for privacy and tell everybody no, you know, what part of no don't you understand kind of stuff. No elected officials voted that to happen, said Ohio Representative Jim Jordan, the House Oversight Committee's ranking Republican. Searches are often conducted simply with a federal investigator emailing a Department of Motor Vehicles official for access. ICE has also obtained access to the databases, including sifting through photos in at least three states that grant license to unauthorized immigrants. Oh, my goodness, that's critical to both sides. And unauthorized immigrants, that's illegals. GOP defection. Amash finally did it. He resigned. The House Freedom Caucus lost his assignment in the House Oversight Committee. They took him off of that committee. Took him off of it because of his horse hockey. Well, two-party system has evolved into an existential threat. That's true. Jesse Ventura just said recently, hey, elect somebody that is an independent like me. I got a whole bunch of stuff done, straighten up a whole big mess, and the straightening out process that he used is still in effect. Why? Because it works for everybody. It's a two-way street. No pardon needed. Navy SEAL. supposedly killed somebody and he didn't. I wonder what he is due fine and demotion. I understand that. What about the people that in his unit that bore false witness of what he was supposedly to have done? Those kinds of things are the basis for dismissal from service. And if they don't do it, then we don't have any justice in the military. Think about that. Mars damage control? Washington D.C. Nope. Attorney General William Barr said Congress planned questioning of Special Counsel Robert Mueller, saying lawmakers want to create a public spectacle with the July 17 televised hearings. I don't think Mueller should be treated that way or subjected to that if he doesn't want to. Barr said. Justice Department is also trying to persuade two of Mueller's former top deputies to back out of their agreement to testify in closed hearings on Capitol Hill. Barr said he would seek to block additional congressional subpoenas. Well, they subpoenaed you and a couple of other people, and now they want to play criminal charges on those subpoenas. House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff. Oh, you're a lovely mother. You believe in about as much freedom as Adolf Hitler did. You like that one, Schiff? Transparently, is the president's agent. Barr is acting as acting transparently as, rather than as the head of a cabinet department. Barr misled the public about Mueller's report. Really? You got proof, Mr. Schiff? I don't think you do. If you did, you'd have charges pending, Schiff added. He wants to own deception to – he wants his own deception to stand. Well, yours is. New Orleans, Obamacare care in jeopardy. A panel of federal judges voiced skepticism this week about the Affordable Care Act, signaling that they are inclined to affirm a Texas court's decision to strike down the entire health care law. It's illegal and out of control. 18 GOP-led states brought the lawsuit after Congress had eliminated a tax on the uninsured. The individual mandate, well, you know, that's one of them, thou shalt, bend down, bend over, give me your paycheck, however that works. Without that tax, the entire law is void. The Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals decision will almost certainly prompt a review by the Supreme Court, which has upheld the act, upheld the ACA. You better watch your law, you guys on the Supreme Court. Why do I say that? Because you're being watched. There are a lot of people who believe in freedom, and you guys are screwing it up. Oh, here we go. Italy's drunk. Donald Trump. Changes are coming. They're leading for freedom. Salvini has become Italy's most popular leader by attacking both immigration and the EU. What's his goal? Freedom. At a moment when European Union institutions are fragile and changing significantly, he said on a visit to Washington in June, Italy wants to be the most solid, effective, coherent, and credible partner for the U.S. Sending act of interference in a neighboring country's affairs, Salvini last year offered Italy's moral support to the yellow vest protesters who were calling for Macron's resignation. He called Macron terrible, president against his own people. Macron is an enemy. In EU elections in May, Salvini cast him as elected and offered a competing version of the EU as a looser confederation of proud autonomous nations. His vision won. He not only did the League sweep the vote in Italy, but France's far-right national rally came in first in France. It's working. Freedom works. Why? Well, because it gives the opportunity to an individual to be all they can be. Trump owns the border catastrophe. Ooh, Max Boot. That don't sound like a some kind of Hitlerite. I don't know what that is. And from the Washington Post, of all places. No, the Dems own it. Why? Because they refuse to allow funding in order to alleviate the constant problems that are faced on the border down there. Hello, Dems. Going to do anything? How Nike gave racists the U.S. flag. Oh, boy. Nike just gave neo-Nazis, Klansmen, and alt-righters a huge gift, said John Goldberg. Jonah Goldberg. It turned the Betsy Ross flag into a racist symbol. Imagine that. Colin Kaepernick, a guy who can't play in the NFL because nobody will have him. The vast majority of Americans had no idea white supremacists were doing this. Moreover, Gnosis or even noble symbols have been appropriated for evil purposes throughout history. Now, here's the plus. The tactic only works when everyone else validates the acquisition. Does everybody agree to that? I don't think so. By canceling the sneaker, Nike has ceded the Betsy Ross flag to bigots, tainting an admirable bit of America for millions of people. Tainting. Some non-racist conservatives will probably start brandishing the Betsy Ross flag just to own the libs. And a once unifying symbol will become just another weapon in the idiotic culture wars. Thanks a lot, Nike. That's right, you did it. You should have told Kaepernick to stick it somewhere. The NFL did, and they got away with it. Venezuela. Oh, here we go. Now it's got down to, you want fascism? Try this. Venezuela, crushing the opposition with death squads. I'll read that again so you guys don't miss it. Crushing the opposition with death squads. Boy, oh, boy. Maduro initially welcomed the investigation by UN Human Rights Chief Michelle Bachelet, I guess that's it, because he thought she was an ally. As the leftist president of Chile from 14 to 18, Bachelet was one of the few world leaders who refrained from criticizing Maduro. But in contrast to that, her report is damning. Bachelet describes how members of Maduro's security forces have subjected detained members of the opposition to electric shocks, suffocation with plastic bags, waterboarding, beatings, sexual violence, water and food deprivation, and other forms of torture. Special, and nobody's doing anything about it. UN ought to go in there and take Maduro out and toss him in the water, tell him to swim to Cuba. Don't try to come back to shore here or we'll shoot you. The special action forces, which are officially tasked with combating drugs and crime, but are known as death squads by ordinary Venezuelans, killed 5,287 people just last year, another 1,569 by mid-May this year. Casualties most occurred during raids following anti-Maduro protests. Imagine that. Evidence suggests that the killings were extrajudicial executions perpetrated by the security forces. The ideology that you can do anything you want don't fly in a lot of places, and this is your death. Here's your death squads. You think fascism were bad? Try this. Details. Venezuela descending into dire poverty under Maduro. Basic services like water and electricity have collapsed thanks to mislocation of resources, corruption, and a lack of maintenance. Food is so scarce that the government uses ration cards as a means of social control, rewarding its political supporters and punishing its enemies. 4 million desperate people have fled the country. Then you got Guido. National Assembly is now seeking Venezuela's reincorporation into the Inter-American Treaty of Reciprocal Assistance. That regional defense pact might provide a legal framework for a possible foreign intervention. Guaido has opened the doors to a drastic mechanism that would force Maduro out. Somebody needs to do something. I mean, I think shooting the guy is a little bit, that's too easy. That's too nice to the guy that's getting shot. Gerrymandering, a green light from SCOTUS, Supreme Court of the U.S.? Not really. Not really. They just said they're not going to do it. So what do you got to do? You have to go into your states, respectively, and put it together in such a manner that they can't evade the problem any longer. The court has now left the door wide open for the winning political party to cement its power for the next decade. Really? These districts are urban and heavily black and Latino, diluting their representation and giving a few number of rural whites control of most state legislative and congressional seats. Oh, it's always the man did it, the whites. No. Most of these people are your representatives, duly elected by you. Maybe you need to recall them. The nation, oh boy. What is the difference between being denied access to the ballot box and living in a district designed so that your party is guaranteed to lose? That is a great question, Eric Foner. He asked that in the national, in the nation .com. Don't forget that gerrymandering maps have often backfired on their makers. The suburbs, once a reliable conservative bastion, helped hand Democrats the House last year. Why? They didn't see anybody doing anything. Independent redistricting commissions might work, but I kind of doubt you're going to be able to get them to be, independent. Oh, boy. There's another thing coming up here that I'm going to hit on. Something that you probably ain't going to like. Let's see here. And this is something that everybody needs to really understand the differential in, okay? We have a serious problem, and you can't just write it out. But here's a song about it anyway.
Ride in the storm out.
Riding the storm out. You don't believe me? Ask the crew. I mean, you got people that are similar to the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse. Andy Fa. Here's from the Federalist. It's time to shut down Andy Fa, said Nicole Russell in the Federalist.com. The group claims to be anti-fascist, but this savage attack on a gay Asian-American journalist shows just how fascist this anti-fascist mob has become. I will suggest that maybe we need some people who will enforce the law. That proves to many of the on the progressive left only care about minorities when it's convenient. When it's convenient. Ooh, think about that one very carefully. And you found other leftist revolutionaries actually hate Democrats, whom they consider sellouts. After Joe's assault, conservatives could not find a single Democratic politician or prominent liberal or any other media figure who defended Antifa's violence. Think about that. Conservative news organizations tried to link Democrats to Antifa in an effort to say that both sides are equally extreme in the Trump era. That's simply untrue. Democrats and Antifa are at odds, while alt-right and neo-Nazi activists who killed a woman in Charlottesville, now remember, that dink was a Antifa member, mailed bomb to prominent Democrats, engaged in other acts of violence. They are Trump fans and at times seem to get tacit support from the White House. Remember Trump's very fine people? I'm going to tell you right now that we need to take some of these very fine people and string them up. Yeah, that's right. I mean, you don't got to hang them, but if you string them up by their gonads in the park, they won't come back. Here's one thing conservative liberals may be able to agree upon. In National Review, violent groups like Antifa should not be allowed to wear masks at rallies. Many states have adopted anti-mask laws in response to the Ku Klux Klan. Federal courts ruled that public safety can trump any First Amendment right to hide your identity. Antifa members hide their faces so they can engage in violence and destruction with impunity. Let's yank off the protection. Now, the hiding of identity, that is in order to elude. Elude what? Responsibility for what you do, that's what. And I got some jokes that are pretty good in this particular one. Go after the cyber crooks, ransomware, and then nobody's doing this. Let's hire some of the very best hackers. Pay them exorbitant amounts of money. Make them rich if they need to be to get this job done. Ransomware succeeds because organizations are still running their IT departments like it's 1999. That antique horse hockey is not working. These people are snatching up things. Control of hospitals, legislation, I mean, you name it. Here we go with another. It wasn't good enough to take down the flags and monuments. Now they want to actually erase or change history. Why? Well, erasing Washington, San Francisco, the Bohemian Yahoos run free. In the National Review last month, all seven members of the city's Board of Education foolishly voted to destroy a 1936 mural series about the life of George Washington that graces a high school named after him. He called it official vandalism, with which I agree. there's a limit to things that can be done with autonomy. There is a limit to what a person is allowed in terms of a decent society. So, you know, where does it start? Where does it stop? Now, that little fun and games by Antifa, where were the cops? They were told to stand down. Think about that very carefully. If the police are not going to protect you, then we have the right to protect ourselves, called self-defense. And the police ain't got nothing to say about it. They were told to stand down, remember? They can't get involved. Ooh, douchebag. Retreats. German leading giant began one of the largest rounds of layoffs since the financial crisis. And that's from CNBC. Ooh. Hadn't happened since the late 90s. Pummeled by scandals and the weight of investigations and massive fines, including a $7.2 billion settlement with the Justice Department in 2017 for deceptive practices dating back to 2008, they're under too much pressure. They can't handle it. So they're taking off. Markets. S&P hits record as Fed signals cut. Well, hey, Fed, you shouldn't cut. Leave it alone. Let it ride out the storm. See where it goes. I'd be willing to guarantee that it's not going to be as impossible or improbable as everybody thinks. sure, there's a slowdown, and the slowdown isn't us. You have a combination of failings worldwide in a whole bunch of places. Europe, China, you name it. We have not felt it because we are the piggy bank. We are the consumer nation. And then you got this one. Watch out for mega mergers. They're not good for anybody. They really aren't. So, and, you know, it keeps on going. Here we go. Jobs. Is the economy really as good as it gets? Well, I'd say not yet. It's coming, but not yet. Not totally gloom picture. The progress toward creating an economy that works for more Americans has stalled. That's not altogether true. You have types of businesses that have not been rehabilitated to embrace the modern era and are failing. Because of that, employers don't seem to be bidding up the wages to get workers. Don't bet on that happy crap. Wages are going up for the simple fact that when they find somebody that's worth anything at all, they keep them. How do you keep them? You pay them more. You make their conditions a little better. But the rising expenses for housing, health care, and education, and increased levels of personal debt. Ooh. You can't live on a credit card, no matter who you might think you are. But America's been doing that. Democrats talk about the economy suddenly. Job numbers and other economic evidence are fake news. That's the Wall Street Journal in an editorial. In reality, wages are rising at the fastest rate in a decade. For lower-skilled workers and unemployment among less educated Americans and minorities is nearing record low. What that means is people who want a job, who would like to try out some kind of a career, now has the capability of doing that. Ooh. Then the paradox of the Barack Obama economy, you'll love this, is that it was fueled by near zero interest rates that drove up asset values that helped the wealthy white while punishing regulations bred much uncertainty that Bill's business pulled back on investing in equipment, buildings, and workers. Ah, we come out of that. So why don't these good times feel so good? This is New York Times editorial. Truck drivers, for instance, are still earning less in 2018 than they were in 2009. Not exactly true. That's getting ready to change, while executive compensation keeps soaring. Well, I think that you should reward somebody who does a good job, whatever that may be. Oh, here's a good one. Why? Housing costs so much in California. Local zoning codes often get blamed for the state's high housing costs. California State Building Code plays a part. State stringent energy standards contribute to the staggering construction costs. Building affordable housing in Los Angeles takes $400,000 per unit, more than in any other city in the country. That's interesting. When I know that you can go in and build affordable housing, and I mean affordable housing, for those who want it, at a whole lot less than what they're talking about. Would you believe I can do it for less than 10% of what they've just quoted? Woo! Now we're going to get down to the nitty-gritty. Abandoning immigration enforcement is abandoning our system of government. That's true. And then I got my little note at the top. The law is fascist. Ooh. Trying to actually deport illegal immigrants from whom courts have ordered deported is now considered authoritarian. Absolutely. You don't like the law? You don't like our country? Trump already invited you to leave. Well, you need a one-way ticket to Timbuktu or somewhere? Ken Cuccinelli, a top official at the Department of Homeland Security, made clear that he intended to follow through on President Trump's plans to remove foreigners in the United States illegally, for whom final removal orders have been issued. That's called upholding the law. In other words, 5 miles an hour over the speed limit is pretty much accepted. However, you get a little bit further up the flagpole on that, you start getting snatched. Cuccinelli has said that about 1 million migrants illegally in the country have received final orders of removal, and that from that massive population, Homeland Security will seek out individuals and try to execute that deportation order. But in contrast to all that, if you listen to the Democratic president candidates talk, ICE raids are a Gestapo tactic. Any physical barrier at the border gets derided as a monument to racism. Yeah, I don't see these Democrats stepping up and pooling enough funds to take care of the problem. What's the matter? Don't your pay grade go high enough for you to get things done? Or are you just too stupid? Think about that. And here's the star. When Democrats and journalists go so far as to oppose all border barriers and to oppose removal of those ordered deported to stay, they are, in fact, arguing for lawlessness. Ooh. Well, that means, Pelosi, you can't call the cops next time that you got a bunch of illegals camping out by your wall that you got around your place. The rule of law is necessary to a peaceful society. And then you got mercy and priority setting. Mercy and priority setting are two reasons why we do not try to deport all 10 million plus people in this country illegally. That's horse hockey. But it can be done. It's been done before. That's right. Go look up your history. Got to read that dull, boring stuff. Oh, instead, a small fraction of illegal immigrants are brought into immigration court. Why? Well, they've done something or whatever. Appeals. Here we go. After that comes the appeals. Whatever time first. Within the immigration court system, then within the ordinary court system, and after all appeals are exhausted, an order for final removal is issued. Bye-bye. Some of them can be brought back to their legal country of residence. Some, not all. This is what Cuccinelli and Trump want to do. This is the plan that has triggered an outraged response. Oh, I suggest that any of these battleship-mouthed people get dropped over the fence and be given an order to stay for at least 30 to 90 days, say. See how you like it over there. Trump has put it well when he says that the nation without border, that a nation without borders is not a nation. Democracy and republicanism are also known as self-determination. A people cannot determine their own laws and their own systems of government if they have no control over who we, the people, are. Oh, Democrats have reacted by running to an extreme. Imagine that. They argue that they are just battling anti-immigration extremism, really. They are opposing the rule of law, the notion of national sovereignty, and the very foundation of self-government. Boy, oh boy. Now, you got this headline with which I disagree. Collective guilt for slavery doesn't heal. It divides. And then if you want to add insult to injury, while all that was going on, some same people killed 10 million Indians. Let's deal with that, too. You want to pay reparations? How about give Indians back what we have stolen from them? Well, that's right, and or pay for it, whichever. And no, I don't mean 10 bucks here and there. Mitch McConnell, the Kentucky Republican, responded by pointing to reports that former President Barack Obama's ancestors also had owned slaves. And then Senator Kamala Harris, the California Democrat, was also implicated as their ancestors owned slaves. Oh, man, everybody's guilty. Couldn't be bothered for years to check on how Senator Elizabeth Warren, the Massachusetts Democrat, put on record a spurious claim of Native American ancestry in order to advance her legal career. Uh-huh. The excuse for reporting this so-called news story in the first place is the newly resurrected debate over reparations for slavery. No, we don't owe you squat. In their efforts to seize the mantle as the most woke of them all, most Democratic presidential candidates have now endorsed reparations for descendants of slaves. Well, you endorse all you want until it comes out of your pocket, mostly. I'm not interested in thinking or considering it. Blamed for the offenses of their distant ancestors? no statute, flag, or Nike sneaker is safe, and now citizens are being blamed for the offenses of their distant ancestors. Yeah, 300 fifth generation ago, great-great-grandfathers, the Old Testament prescribes only four generations of punishment for the most grievous sins in one's family tree. How, then, is it reasonable to claim that Gen Xers, Millennials, Generation Z, all far too young to have experienced Jim Crow, let alone slavery, deserve compensation for it or else should have to pay for it? How's that work? It happened seven or eight generations ago and only in some families. Should payments be extracted from descendants of those who died fighting to end slavery? Well, of course not. The answer is no. General William T. Sherman issued a military order, setting aside land as compensation. Congress never followed through. Imagine that. Sound familiar? It cannot be regained 150 years later when not only the victims and perpetrators of the crime of this crime, but also all of their grandchildren are long dead. It's a dead issue, but I'm bringing it up because you're going to be slapped in the face with it. It's impossible to put a price tag on what today's white or non-white Americans gained from slavery. Not possible. Oh, we built America. Yeah, right. Then you have, and this is Washington Examiner. Oh, boy. And this is July 16th, is what it says. Oh, my goodness, we're 4 days out of date. Oh, boy. I'm going to read it anyway. Ask the question and answer it. The almighty fuss over citizenship question in the census indicates that it should be asked. Ooh. Why is that? Well, because proportionment dictates it so. The Voting Rights Act dictates it so. What do you mean, man? Well, very simple. simple. The ideology of pure democracy, of popular vote winning the day, is a mob activity. You get a certain amount of representation, and the Electoral College may hold you to that. Whether you agree with it or like it or not, doesn't matter. The almighty fuss over citizenship question in this census indicates that it should be asked. Trump already is trying to work around that. The administration says it needs the question to administer the Voting Rights Act properly. Yeah. Chief Justice John Roberts confused the issue by saying the administration's argument was reasonable and reasonably made, but also that the pro-question case was contrived. Oh, how's that? It was on the census form for 100 years, and now all of a sudden it's a contrived BS? Here's the thing. We wouldn't be arguing about this if unchecked illegal immigration were not the defining dispute in today's politics. Think about that very carefully. Contrived? Wouldn't be arguing about this if unchecked illegal immigration were not the defining dispute of today's politics. The census asked too many questions. They got a lot of crap in it that is illegal to ask. It is asked about race, ancestry, education, health, and many other intrusive matters not required by the Constitution or the census itself. I don't buy the suggestion that counting citizens is bad because immigrants would be scared to answer and thus end up being underrepresented. Well, there's a problem with that. Illegals don't have legal standing to participate in our society. Hello, citizens. Citizenship or residency imposes civic duties. Filing income tax comes to mind, and returning a completed census is one of them. You better be careful about that completed census form. If you won't do that for the nation you call home, you shouldn't be here. Ooh, I can't believe that they're saying love it or leave it. Boris Johnson, speaking of foreigners, we feature one on the cover of this magazine. Boris Johnson, Britain's incoming prime minister, will be installed at number 10 Downing Street this month. He's been compared with Trump. Ooh, enormous measure. The passive revolt against vaccinations is reaching dangerous levels. Well, how about we get vaccinations that don't cause autism? Ooh, how about we have clinically pure water and the antigen only? And I do not mean live bacteria. Think about that. That's what they're presently doing in these things. I mean, good Lord. And boy, oh boy. Will Boris make Britain great again? That's one of the lead stories. I didn't bother getting into this. Can this most unlikely of prime ministers transform himself into a statesman? I think so. Trump's doing it. Can he make the same transition as Trump from punch line to heavyweight? I'd say so. I'd say the man's going to probably do just fine. Why? Because people are backing the idea of freedom. Very simple. Ooh, these gloom merchants are wrong. Oh, my goodness, they show everybody, they left out a couple of the women that are in that Four Horsemen group. Democratic presidential candidates are turning into sandwich board doomsayers, but the truth is America's doing just fine. Y'all want to be nasty? How about go somewhere else? Anti-vax. It's worse than you think. The crisis waiting to explode in Washington, D.C. is patient zero. 95% vaccinated get and spread the diseases. That's from both the World Health Organization and the CDC. Bear that in mind. Preventable contagious diseases. No. A growing number of parents disagree. They're not going for that happy shit. Between January and 1 and June 27th this year, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reports over 1,095 new cases of measles among across 28 states. Now, divide 28 states into that, say, 1,100 cases. Unless anyone thinks this is no big deal, the button-down CDC website practically trumpets. This is the greatest number of cases reported in the U.S. since 1992, and since measles was declared eliminated in 2000. That declared elimination, which represented a triumph of science and modern medicine. Oh, yeah. There's only one problem. Most of the diseases that we're having problems with are being imported by travelers. If you're going to forcibly vaccinate everybody in this country, then you better forcibly vaccinate everybody and hold. You got to keep them. Oh, boy. At least 72 hours, if I'm not mistaken. Sometimes 2 weeks, depending on the disease. In quarantine. Ooh. If you're a parent with young ones at home, this is not an idle concern. Yeah, it is. You vaccinate and you're liable to ruin the capability of that individual to function. You want to permanently disable your children through vaccination? Major risk is importation of diseases from Europe through the Dulles Airport. Oh, boy. Measles is so contagious that if one person has it, up to 90% of the people close to that person who are not immune will also become infected. Bunch of fear porn horse hockey. The thing was, people used to get these diseases. They used what they called mitigators. That's a shot that mitigates the disease and what it does to you. And everybody's still here today. Private and parochial schools have the authority to enforce vaccination policies within those schools. Ooh. Maybe homeschooling if they're going to play this game. Oh, we're going to kill your kid or turn it into a mindless whatever. However, the district's Department of Health has the authority to enforce only after a health emergency has been declared. If they don't have a health emergency, tell them to screw off. Tough choice. Yeah, this is interesting. This is about education. Oh, boy. Let's see what we got here. We have a very serious problem in our country. Primarily that the education people can do anything they want. The problem they've got is that it's illegal to usurp parental rights by doing these things. You have to understand that there is a differential. Now, these people are trying to work something out, but the problem is that they don't get the best that our education system has to offer. Listen to this. I got one thing here in the Washington Examiner that it looks good on the surface, but it don't have no weight. It's not really carrying anything of substance that can be used. Tough Choice faces the heterodox academy. Academics must start pointing fingers if they want to restore higher education from the inside. I don't think it's going to ever happen. I don't think you guys are doing enough, and there ain't enough of you to accomplish the goal without taking these people to court or other drastic measures. A few hundred academics, students, and others concerned about the state of higher education gathered at the Sheraton Times Square in Manhattan last month for the second annual Heterodox Academy Conference. The two-day conference centered on how to foster diverse opinions, open inquiry, and constructive disagreement on college and university campuses. The idea of improving higher education from within is going to be interesting. Why? Liberals, and this is staff, liberal staff, outnumber conservatives by a ratio of 12 to 1. This monoculture and the consensorious speech codes in place, speech codes in place at hundreds of colleges and universities are chilling open discussion. Cut the crap, guys. You let everybody talk about whatever they want in whatever manner they want. What'll happen? Well, you might have some altercations, but you're probably going to have more or less humongous screaming matches. 54% of students say they have stopped themselves from sharing an opinion in class at some point since beginning college. Okay, well, one of the higher education realms is full, total, open discussion between people who are diverse. Somebody from America and somebody from somewhere else. Talk about it. Two people from somewhere else are talking about it. I mean, this is how you come to a consensus, a greater understanding, and a true higher education. The group has become a rare, promising bright spot on a gray academic landscape dominated by stifling orthodoxy, ideological imbalance, and smug self-satisfaction. First conference garnered criticism from members and supporters for the lack of political diversity on display. If they're not going to do it, I mean, three of the 28 panelists were on the ideological right. Nearly all panelists came from prestigious Ivy League universities. You know, that's the ones that don't believe that you got any rights. Others question whether or not whether an organization composed of academics and administrators could significantly reform the academy from the inside. Panelists broadly agreed that speakers shouldn't get shouted down and professors shouldn't get punished for teaching hot-button issues, but there was little self-reflection on how and to what extent academia is to blame for its woes. Well, most of it is to blame for its woes. Seek outside help. So far, Heterodox Academy has done the opposite, restricting membership to those affiliated with institutions of higher learning and stacking their conference almost entirely with professors and administrators. Well, that makes this thing nothing. Quite literally, quite directly. Outside critics have likewise been invited to participate on panels and podcasts, and such engagements and engagement is undertaken in good faith. This year's conference offered little. A keynote address by the president of the Association of American College and Universities, Lynn Pasquarella, putatively titled "The Role of Liberal." Not just education, the role of liberal education in discerning the truth in a post-truth era. What a crock. The speech includes little discussion of truth and its importance to academic study and was instead full of academic jargon boilerplate about equity, justice, and universal access to higher education. Such pablum. Hello, Rush. Was paired with swipes at state legislators and critics of higher education for promoting a false crisis narrative and caring about such malevolent things as return on investment and employability. Well, you got a long way to go, short time to get there, and the problem you got is you can't run like old Bandit did in the movie. Why? You have torn up the road to that process. Much of the problem is coming from inside the house. The following panel, exploring the relationship between viewpoint diversity and other aspects of diversity, managed to feature even less heterodoxy. Oh, my goodness. Efforts at setting an environment that says it's absolutely okay to disagree, but let's do it in ways that don't challenge one's humanity or existence or even their own lived experiences, their ideologies, etc. Granting primacy to feelings is an invitation to censorship, not serious discussion. That's where them safe places come from. Oh, and if you want federal money for your research programs, don't do that. Collins Bloomquist, Associated Provost at Gettysburg College, went so far as to say that bias incidents are not a freedom of expression issue. Oh, the hell they're not. Moderator Jamal Watson wanted to promote intellectual diversity, but at the same time safeguard against hate speech. Oh, no. Uh-uh. You got to put the whole mix in there if you want to bake the cake. The whole mix. Hate speech. Screw it. Hate speech is saying that Omar is an inbred rag-headed camel jockey. Got me kicked off Facebook for a week. Well, I'm trying to use Gab instead. We'll see how it goes. Should have been invited to explain what the First Amendment says about hate speech or bias incidents. Yeah, maybe this dink that knows everything might want to consider that. Explain yourself. Explain what you think you know about something that you don't obviously have a clue about. First Amendment stipulates that you can say any damn thing you want. It don't matter what it is. Funky, nasty, whatever. You might be legally held liable. You might even get arrested for saying it. But I will defend it to the death. You're right to say it. It's called free speech. You don't like it? Well, there's other countries. Noted the minor problems of training students to seek protection from hateful words. Oh, you poor little sensitivity thing, you. Grow up. Do you really believe that you're going to go out in the world and not experience that sort of a problem? You're a nasty mother. Why? Ooh, you got to be Muslim. That's funky. Okay, or whatever it may be. Nasty Christians. You know, or, you know, pick something, pick somebody. Consideration of freedom of expression and open inquiry remained disappointing throughout the conference. They didn't even talk about it much. Most discussion focused on the overwrought, superficial topic of controversial outside speakers, rather than more substantive policies, dynamics, or moves affecting the academic environment. Well, sorry, man. I don't know, you know, the conference is full of it. And what kind of idiot am I talking about? Well, it's the same problem that diapers and politicians have. They need to be changed on a regular basis for the same reason. It's not difficult to get this, you know. Ooh, California Berkeley, plenty of mealy mouth, appeasement of churlish students and professors. Ew. Who am I to judge? Well, you're not. You might want to consider having somebody there to referee. No reference. Hundreds of universities maintain restrictive speech codes that curtail speech, foreclose inquiry, and threaten research quality, and that these codes are routinely used to punish professors for simply participating in a scholarly enterprise, whether it's research or what, doesn't matter. Many of the issues affecting viewpoint diversity on campus went under-examined because of a lack of viewpoint diversity on the panels. Oops. And here we go. Taylor Swift. To date, this is the only speech I've ever heard featuring quotes from Oakeshott, Kierkegaard, Nitschke, and Taylor Swift. Still, there remained a conspicuous lack of critical voices, particularly conservative ones, perspectives that could have elevated discussion and better serve the heterodox mission. Ooh, yeah. And the reason I'm going through this is not to bore people to death. It really isn't. And the reason I'm going through this is not to spite people that don't like me doing this. It is simply that you need to be aware that these things are happening, and what has been noted by Anderson, a deputy editor of the Washington Examiner magazine. This person is not unaware. Can't be, not in that position. Oh, boy. More than most being on the ideological right is that they are critical of major aspects of higher education and point at real differences and disagreements not commonly reflected on campus. Dude, pay attention. Rehabilitation is never painless. Remedy campus ills. Abrams is talking. Spent much of this year weathering a warrantless firestorm after he published a New York Times op-ed recounting data on the ideological imbalance of campus administrators. They took him to task and screwed him over. Ruined his life for this affront to orthodoxy. Abrams' office was vandalized, his reputation maligned, including by fellow faculty, and was abandoned by his craven administration. What more do you need to know that we need a different system? Maybe we can start something. Heterodox's existence as a membership organization linking those professors and students who remain committed to the classically liberal ideals of civil discourse and, oh boy, epistemic discovery is arguably its most valuable contribution still. No, it ain't. It ain't making any contribution if there's nothing in it. And you got, you know, pick one, truth or social justice, horse hockey. Choice for heterodox academy will come to this, diversity, equity, and inclusion, or open inquiry and the pursuit of truth. No. You got to have all of those elements prevalent. I do not mean diversity, equity, or inclusion as values or principles which are of universal import. I mean the stifling infantilizing bureaucratic agenda that has come to suffocate and overwhelm every facet of university and academic life, dragooning all those into service of its dogmatic mission. I like what the man said. I really do. Not only did he get it right, but he hit the nail on the head. Just to let everybody know, it's illegal. Illegal. I'll say it again. Illegal for somebody to have drag queen crap going on in your school for your children. That is illegal. Why? It takes no consideration. It takes nothing into consideration as to the parental rights involved. I have the right to instruct my child in sex education, it does not matter whether the school system or education system likes it or thinks that's the way it is. It is that way for a very good reason. And those people who don't get the full benefit of exercising their parental rights are the ones that don't know about it. You have a parental right to say no. Well, I'll say this again. We have a great many enemies of our state, of our structure, of our politics, policies, however you want to call that, a great number. And these people are, obviously against what the norm for being right, and I don't mean right-leaning or any of that, just correct, would be. Well, little Miss Pris tried to take on somebody that wasn't having any, and she's lucky that he wasn't waiting for her when she came out of the building. Quite honestly, I hear rumors of sleeper cells ready to be activated. I'll think about that. They are to start national attacks. They're supposed to be given a word to start national. Well, I would hope that one of the squad or four horsemen or however you want to look at that, I hope that they're being watched, because when they get to the point where they decide that they're going to attack America, then you go get, you'll make sure that the 357 or whatever you got is loaded, shotgun, don't matter what it is, and it's time for everybody who supports this country and believes in what we have here to go hunting. That don't sound nice. Well, guess what? Which is nicer? Having your school blown up with your kids in it? Think about this very carefully. Or everybody in a movie theater getting gassed? I mean, what's the limitation? There isn't any. Not for these people. It's like Facebook and their double standard. Yeah. Oh, we will put Antifa sites on pages. Oh, really? That's wonderful. A terrorist organization. ISIS is on Facebook. Antifa is on Facebook. Okay. What that is, comes to is very simple. People have a tendency to make decisions according to what they believe. Apparently, the people at Facebook believe that we should all bow down to the great socialist society that they want. Well, maybe it's time for them to understand that because of the size and diversity of their platform in terms of its users is a public platform. Public, not private. Doesn't matter if it's privately owned. Makes no difference. What makes the difference is the number of users, the size of the platform, how it is structured in order to promote certain people's political or belief system agendas, where's that going to leave you? There's a lot of things getting ready to happen, and guess what, Facebook? I'm gonna help them destroy you. I've had enough. You think it's funny to play the duality game? That's right, I said it. Duality, double standard. However you want to look at that. We're gonna see how you like it when it's turned on you. We're gonna see what you can stand. I don't think you can stand it. Now, again, to everybody that's calling in and listening, I'm on Gab. Why am I on Gab? It's called freedom of speech. They honor that. You can say all kind of nasty whatever you want. Kill all Jews, you know, or use the N-word, whatever you want to do. And it basically does not police you. That's one of the reasons I moved over there. There are certain things that need to be said. One is that I am, they have a right to their opinion. President Trump, there's a limitation on that. When they start using an official position and capacity to legally challenge someone over their true patriotism, then it becomes a legal challenge. If they keep doing it, my suggestion is that you exile them. Oh, but people at the border are suffering. My, little Miss Raghead, sitting in that nice air-conditioned limo, and you're complaining about somebody not taking care of somebody? How about come out of the air-conditioned limo? Oh, and by the way, a head wrap. Try this. I want everybody to understand this. A head wrap, be it a turban or whatever, is a designation of a rider of camels. So it fits, whether you like it or not. Take that rag off your head. Become assimilated a bit. Well, I can't. I cannot bear to pledge allegiance to a country that's doing what America is doing. Well, then you have violated your right to citizenship, baby cakes. You can be held legally liable for that. Oh, you want to come after me? Enjoy. You'd be amazed what can be accomplished. Now, here's the deal. The arrest and exportation, not deportation, exportation of those with a removal order is going great guns. Now, the other part of it is that if it was me and I was ICE, I would start a rumor that we're going to come back and check on people. Oh, we want to see what kind of stuff goes on. We might even walk around with the census takers. You want to start some fear? You want to give somebody something to be concerned about? Try doing that rumor. You want to play psychological operations with these dinks? Who's the dinks? Omar, the crew, the squad. What are you going to call them? I call them the four horsemen of the apocalypse because that's basically what they're up to. Green New Deal. Yeah, but you're not camping out in a tent. You're not riding a camel or a horse. So you don't believe it yourself. You refuse to get involved. Ooh, how far does that go? Then you got the nuts. good Lord, look at the presidential candidates. The fracturing of the Democratic House is only outdone by the ridiculous presidential candidates. Ridiculous? Yeah, you better believe they are. Think about it. I mean, you got people up there that have never done anything in their whole life. Nah, I got a cause. I'm going to go do it. I'm going to see it through. Give me your money. Give me your money. Have you ever noticed that? It's kind of like churches, like in Roadhouse. If I don't charge you something, the Presbyterians life will be praying for my ruination. I don't think I can stand that. And, if the money will keep you in the good graces of the church, and the old man says, ain't it funny how money seems to do that very thing? Well, my goodness, maybe we have a serious problem with some of these people who say, oh, I'm all that. I'm in charge. Really? In charge of what? Pelosi, you're not hitting your members hard enough over the head with the hammer to get their attention. Come on now, you got to wake that mule up first before it's going to do anything. The thing I see is that the situation right now is that the dog won't hunt. Now, there's a bunch of things getting ready to happen. Fasten your seat belts and get out the popcorn and go for it, because I personally am way past my limits on things. So, go out there and do me a favor. Get her done.